Good afternoon. Thank you for being here. House Democrats are here today to discuss a comprehensive collection of legislation to improve health care access and outcomes throughout Missouri. All Missourians deserve access to affordable health care, but access is just one step toward a healthier Missouri. There are many particular public health issues that require greater attention to improve outcomes and lives. With our health care agenda, House Democrats are working to bring more focus to these issues. Our ideas include creating a new option on the marketplace for Missourians to obtain health care coverage, restoring prescription drug benefits for the elderly, implementing initiatives to prevent and treat opioid addiction, addressing the growing problem of maternal mortality, and protecting the medical options for victims of sexual assault. Of course, as Democrats, we believe the single most important thing the legislature could do to improve health care access and outcomes in Missouri would be to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. But even though several Republican-controlled states have looked past the politics of this issue to embrace the public health benefits from Medicaid expansion, we know our Republican friends here in Missouri aren't ready to do that just yet. Until that day comes, Democrats offer this package of proposals that we hope can find bipartisan support to improve the lives and health of all Missourians. Now, many of the members that we want to highlight today are in committee. There's actually the Health Committee is happening right now, and budget, but we will go through these briefly for those who are not here. First, I want to highlight Representative Cora Faith Walker, who has the prescription drug monitoring program on the Democrat side, which is House Bill 707. We believe that PDMP is going to potentially make it to the House floor this week, so we're very excited that this bipartisan-supported initiative to help folks who are addicted to opioids and help the opioid crisis is going to be moving through. After that, I would like to highlight Representative Martha Stevens on her House Bill 553.
Well, thank you. My name is Representative Martha Stevens. I represent the 46th District in Columbia. So this year I filed House Bill 553, and this is to establish needle exchange programs in Missouri. This is a harm reduction policy to decrease the spread of HIV and hepatitis C among intravenous drug users. 2 years ago, approximately 2 years ago, the Centers for Disease Control released a study identifying counties that are at the most risk for the spread of HIV from sharing needles. Of the 220 counties identified nationwide, 13 of those counties are in Missouri. I believe that this is pretty compelling evidence of why this is needed in our state. Needle exchange programs serve also as vital bridges to treatment and to prevention services. These programs exist in 35 other states as a means of intervention. In fact, research shows that an individual is five times more likely to enter treatment if they are utilizing needle exchange programs. In addition to the Department of Health and Senior Services establishing these programs through my bill, the department could also establish a registration process for other entities desiring to serve as needle exchange programs outside of the pilot program that I'm proposing. In addition to the collection and dissemination of needles, the program will also offer educational material, counseling and testing for HIV and hepatitis C, and referral services for treatment. You know, this bill really is just one part of different policies that we need to address the opiate epidemic. We know that the opiate epidemic impacts every community in our state, and Missouri has not evaded this serious public health issue. When it comes to treating drug addiction, we have to meet people where they are, and we also want to make sure that they are safe and as healthy as they can be while they're still using, and that's really the goal of this legislation.
Thank you. And to follow that, we have another bill by Representative Applebaum that also will help address the opioid crisis we're dealing with in Missouri.
Hello, I'm LaDonna Applebaum, state representative for the 71st District, which is in St. Louis County. House Bill 642 requires that the Department of Health and Senior Services will establish regulations in line with the CDC regarding the prescribing opioids. Statistics, non-heroin opioids account for the majority of overdoses in Missouri. One out of every 65 deaths in 2017 were due to opioids. 2,175 infants born in 2016 with NAS, neonatal abstinence syndrome. That's over 1,000 more than that was in 2015. So the regulations would include when to initiate or continue opioids for chronic pain, the selection of opioids, the dosage, the duration, follow-up and discontinuation of opioids, and assessing risk and addressing harms of opioid use. Thank you.
Thank you. And Representative Kip Kindrick has a bill, House Bill 802, which will restore the MoRx program. You've heard us talk a lot about MoRx and the importance of our seniors having access to their prescriptions. And we talk about how we plan to pay for these things often, but it's we know, and there's a lot of data that shows if we invest in prevention and invest in things on the front end, it saves us money in the long run. When we have seniors who are cutting their prescriptions in half because they can't, because they can no longer actually receive them because they were cut from the MoRx program, we're going to see long-term costs on the state of Missouri. So Representative Kindrick has filed House Bill 802 to bring that restoration back. We also have Representative Peter Meredith, who has filed House Bill 187. His bill establishes the Missouri Care Plan, which would allow Missourians who don't qualify for MoHealthNet, which is our Medicaid program, to purchase coverage through this program. We've had a few states across the country look into this type of buy-in option. Nobody has done it yet. There have been task force and lots of data around this issue to see the cost-saving measures in the long run for the state, and this would be an opportunity for Missouri to really be on the cutting edge and to be on the front line to bring additional coverage in, allow folks to pay into that program that we know is doing well and that we have a lot of, you know, parameters around to make sure that it's being utilized effectively. Next bill I want to highlight is Representative Ian Mackey with House Bill 800.
Thank you. My name is Representative Ian Mackey from House District 87, and I have filed House Bill 800, which is known as the CARE Act, which stands for the Compassionate Assistance for Rape Emergencies Act. It's a bill that requires medical professionals in an emergency setting who are treating a victim who alleges that they're a victim of rape. It requires those medical professionals to provide access to emergency contraception in line with what you've heard in terms of preventing certain health care outcomes, preventing certain decisions that cost the state more money, that cost folks more from their livelihoods. This is in line with those preventative measures. The emergency contraceptive pill only works up until 5 days following sexual intercourse, so it's really important that this be offered immediately. It is available over the counter. It doesn't require a prescription. It's not a pill that induces abortion. It, in fact, prevents pregnancy, and it's important that women have it immediately, especially when they are victims of rape.
Thank you. And the last bill we want to highlight today is Representative Sarah Unsicker with House Bill 664.
Good afternoon. I'm State Representative Sarah Unsicker from the 91st District. A woman giving birth today is more likely to die in childbirth than her mother was. We have to address this crisis. HB 664, the Healthy Mothers Initiative, creates a committee of doctors, nurses, patient advocates, and other professionals to study maternal mortality within Missouri. They will make an annual report of the causes of maternal mortality and recommendations to combat our high maternal death rates. This initiative is vital to improving the health of mothers and families. Thank you.
Missouri is essentially in a healthcare crisis, in my personal opinion. We have low-income seniors and people with disability who are losing care, losing access. We have the rates of maternal mortality increasing. We have the opioid crisis increasing. And when we are discussing healthcare and the legislation around this, we need to be looking at this from a bipartisan standpoint, looking at the data that we know exists, looking to other states that are doing good things, and then coming up with our own solutions if nobody is addressing these problems. We're very hopeful that these conversations can be bipartisan. We see some bills that are. We have a lot of more bills beyond the ones that we've highlighted today that address this problem in Missouri with access to health care. In fact, there's a hearing going on downstairs that's dealing with some of this now. But I appreciate y'all coming, and if you have additional questions for the representatives who aren't here about their bills, please reach out to them. But with that, I'm happy to answer any questions. It is exactly the same bill. Yeah.
So you're supportive of the rate.
Of course, yes.
Gotcha. And then on the maternal mortality, do you lead a way, do you represent us? blindness is an issue? Is it primarily in the cities? Do you have any sense of an area that may be worse than others?
Well, Missouri is 42nd in the nation in terms of maternal mortality. There are, on average, 32 women per 100,000 live births who die from pregnancy and childbirth. The crisis is worse in St. Louis and in the Boot Heel, and we're working to address that, but it is a problem overall in the state. And it is also worse among African American mothers, who have a mortality rate twice that of the general population. I have talked with his office, yes. It's pretty similar. I'm working on getting their support. There is currently a board that works on this. It's not in statute. It doesn't have any regulatory guidance as to what it does. I think this board is important both to give some clarity as to what they do, and also it's important because there's a federal law that passed last December that would give funds to the states to do these boards. So we want to bring down those funds to Missouri.
Thank you all so much for coming.